This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So yesterday, a very interesting rumor started to develop right after our show ended, and it has to do with a potential, probable top three player in the NBA draft. Maybe the top player, Luka Doncic, the European, who apparently is saying, I don't know if I'm coming out. I don't know if this is going to be my last year over here in Europe. And all of a sudden, my instant thought was, crap, this screws the Mavericks. If this guy doesn't come out because he doesn't want to go play for the Phoenix Suns or the Sacramento Kings or the Atlanta Hawks or the Memphis Grizzlies, then that takes someone off the board that could have been pushed down to the Mavericks at number five. So I was looking at it from a very negative point of view. Choppy came in with a different way, see an opportunity.
Yeah, this is an opportunity here. If Luka Doncic says, I'm not going to go to the NBA. No, I'm not going to do that. Well, let Sacramento and Atlanta and Phoenix and Memphis say, we are too scared to draft him. And then you go ahead and do it. Worst case scenario, he stays in Europe for another year or two. And you stink again and you get another high draft pick. Second worst case scenario is that he comes here, is that he never shows up, and you're still going to get high draft picks anyway. And the best case scenario is, oh, he just plays initially, and he's a superstar. Now, I guess there's another option, which is that he turns into Darko, but that isn't likely.
Why are we so sold on this guy when we always question Euros? Soft, Ricky Rubio hasn't been a star. There's so many other guys whose names you couldn't even pronounce and now you don't remember. People were petrified about Porzingis. Why is this guy so different?
Well, he's been playing professionally for 3 years. They say he's the most complete Euro that's ever been around, that's ever come out. Now, obviously, I'm throwing Arvidas and Drazen out of that because those guys came over and they were not 19 years old. Like Drazen and Arvidas, I mean, Arvidas especially, I mean, he was in his 30s when he came over. He was already an international superstar. Well, you know, Doncic is like, okay, so he may not be the fastest guy on the floor. So like defensively against, you know, at 6'8",
yeah,
there's a chance that he'll be up against like a KD.
Right.
You know, or LeBron, right? He will not be able to deal with defensively either one of those guys. He doesn't have the explosiveness.
Which no one can.
But nobody can.
Yeah.
So,
Harrison Barnes blows by him, maybe a different example. You know, better example.
You know, Dirk was never a great defensive player.
Right.
So, Doncic, who is 6'8".
Great passer.
Can play. He is, you know what he is? He's Don Nelson's prototypical NBA basketball player. Remember, Don Nelson wanted that point forward.
Mm-hmm.
So he tried like the Anthony Masons out and, you know, Marquise Daniels kind of did, you know, he handled the basketball a lot. Josh Howard handled it a lot. He wanted that sort of point forward player.
Didn't he do that with the Warriors?
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely. And
who was the point? Maybe I got my ears screwed up. When they lost to the Warriors in the first round upset, wasn't someone running point?
Well, Baron Davis was their point guard.
Yeah, but I thought there was. Anyway.
Trying to think who else.
Anyway.
Steve Jackson's on that team. So, you know, he's Don Nelson's, you know, essential perfect basketball player. And who's Don Nelson's son? Little Nelly, Don Nelson Jr. And then, you know, all of a sudden, you've got a situation where if I'm the Mavericks, I am 1,000% taking this risk. I am 1,000%. I don't care if he never shows up. I'm going to take a risk. If he sits out this year, great. I'll get another top five pick. If he plays, great. Got a year of a really good basketball player. See what the future's like.
So you're in.
I'm in. I'm in on Luka Doncic for 1,000% in.
I would be too. You don't have to win next year.
No.
So if he decides to stay over there and you lose a year on it, fine. You're not going to win next year anyway. In fact, I prefer that as long as I know he's developing because I want to suck again to get a higher pick. That's what I want. That's what I want to do.
I mean, if you look at if you were to sit here and look at the overall number on him, so you know how they'll give you an overall grade on a player. He's got a 99 on a lot of these draft boards. His overall grade is a 99. The only one higher is DeAndre Ayton, who's got a 101, which somehow I don't know how that makes sense.
Yeah,
I don't know how he could be higher than 100. But I love the player. I think he's going to be really, really good. I would definitely take it. I'm scared of San Antonio making a Kawhi deal. Because if I'm San Antonio, I'm going to banish that guy somewhere, and I'm going to take a future star. And that's my only concern.
And trade Kawhi to get up there?
Trade Kawhi to get up to be having part of a package.
Okay.
Banish him to Sacramento. That guy don't want to play for you here? All right, we'll send you to the biggest basketball outpost there is.
Well, what about Bron? Because the only good thing, now I want LeBron in the finals for entertainment. I don't want to see Boston there. But the good thing about the way Cleveland's getting worked, and that series resumes tomorrow, is that it'll make LeBron sprint out of there even faster. If they get swept, if they get dominated, no one can sit there and justify him staying. He's probably gone already. Well, Brian Windhorst, who is to LeBron, as Mike Fisher is to Dez Bryant, Windhorst with the little forecast of LeBron's future after the season.
I just cannot see him going to the Western Conference. I can't see it. Unless it's just like I want to be happy and live in Los Angeles. Because if he and Paul George go to the Lakers, unless there's some other move that I can't see and they're competing with the Rockets and Warriors, they may win 47 games and get the fourth seed and then he'll be out in the second round. And maybe he wants to do that. My gut says he still wants to compete with champs. So he's got to stay east. And when you look east, there's not a lot of options out there. A lot of people default to Philadelphia. But I'm not sure that's a great fit. Because what you need with LeBron James is guys who can shoot. Ben Simmons cannot shoot. LeBron's a ball handler. Ben Simmons is a ball handler. Joel Embiid, if LeBron came and played for the Sixers, Joel Embiid would be turned into Chris Bosh, to turn into Kevin Love. He would be told to stand in the corner and shoot threes. I'm not so sure that's what Joel Embiid wants. So, and then if you brought LeBron in, you'd lose J.J. Redick. And they're already probably going to lose Marco Bellinelli and Ersan Ilyasova. Definitely not keep them both. I don't think that's a great fit. I know on paper everybody says, oh, it's wonderful. Now, what I suspect will happen is that a team will make moves to go after LeBron. Maybe that team's Philadelphia. Maybe that team's Cleveland. Maybe they'll flip the eighth pick for a player that really helps them going forward. But I don't see a perfect fit for LeBron. And so that's why I really don't have any idea how this free agency is going to go.
Now, the LeBron criticism has been bandwagoning. Same thing with Kevin Durant, forming these super teams. Well, now Choppy has a new one when it comes to avoiding conferences. And you and I, we're going to totally disagree on this.
Because LeBron is S-A-W-F-T. Soft. That's what he is.
Roy, get ready to turn on your mic here.
That's what he is. If you want to avoid the Western Conference because you don't want to win 47 games and get knocked out in the second round, it's too tough for Portland run, run. Oh, man, it's so cool. That's fine. That's fine. You know, you just be the pitcher who doesn't want to go pitch in the American League because you want an easy out in the NL. I mean, you know what? I ain't got no respect for those pitchers. Got none. Got no respect for them at all. Oh, you don't want to go pitch in, I don't know, you don't want to go play for the Red Sox because you don't want to fight with every year with the Yankees. You don't want to have. You don't want to go pitch for the Rangers because you got to play the Astros in that park every year because they're a hot team right now. You don't want to go here or there. Soft,
what about
man.
The fact that every superstar in the West that's ever become a free agent decides, I'd rather stay in the West because at least I got a chance. Unless I'm on LeBron's team in the East, I got no shot. That's why you don't see anybody loading up to the Celtics or ever to the Raptors, even though they've been regular season quality, or the Wizards. No, any free agent that comes, they go, I'm going out West.
Guys haven't,
because I got no shot in the East.
Guys haven't signed routinely in the Eastern Conference in 30 years. They don't do that. The West is better. It's got better markets. It's got better weather. The travel stinks.
New York and Boston?
New York and Boston are horrible. Why would you want to go play in 11-degree weather all the time when you go live in Phoenix, L.A., Dallas, Houston.
I mean, you're playing indoors, so.
I understand that, but you're not living there. Are you living there?
Well, you said they're playing in 11-degree weather.
Well, that's what they are.
They're playing in 11-degree weather. They're living in 11-degree weather, but they're not playing.
You want to go to Minneapolis? Where do you want to go?
LeBron James would be stupid to go to the Western Conference if the Warriors and Rockets stay as is.
You want to be the best ever?
If you want to put your stuff on the table, I'm past the age now where, I'm trying to win a peeing contest. Let's do the smart thing. If I told you driving home after the show today that Waze is telling me that you can take the route or route that has 40 minutes of traffic or the route that is a clean shot, which one are you going to take? You're going to take the clean shot. The Eastern Conference is the clean shot. Don't go where all the freaking traffic is in the West and make your life more miserable. No one is going to remember. This is very important now, and we got to gauge this in all our sports arguments. What will be remembered? No one is going to remember. Well, I guess if you're in the LeBron-Mike argument, all these things are brought up. What we'll remember is how many titles at the end of the day he had, not the teams or conference he went through. So get yourself in the finals. Try to get six to match Mike. Do whatever that takes. Don't worry about all that. It's like in college. All right?
You know, I don't know about that.
What do you mean?
Because to me, it's better for LeBron to lose in the conference than it is to lose again in the finals. The last thing this guy wants, like if he winds up going to 13 NBA finals and only winning four of them, that's not good. All right? I'd rather keep it at 3-6 than 4-9.
But you can't play scare like that. You got to try to get there.
That's bad.
You got to try to get there, and that's what a champion does. That's a loser mentality.
Yeah.
Of losing in the conference final. Now, if you told me that's the way it was going to work out, maybe.
Yeah.
But you got to try to get there and add the titles. It's like in college for me. I was in a fraternity, and I tried to take a leadership role, as the vice president, and all of a sudden... It didn't go well. arrested, failing classes, trying to be all responsible and do this leadership stuff. And finally, when I realized I wasn't going to graduate in 4 years, I said to all the guys, hey, I'm out. Like, I'm not officially quitting, but I'm not going to be around. Because at the end of the day, no one is going to remember what type of fraternity brother I was for a semester. They're going to remember that I took an extra year or didn't graduate. So it was the big picture versus the small picture for me. And I just did my own thing. And I had to sit there and do work, schoolwork for the first time in 3 years. So it's about the titles, not about the conference. Now, if you want to be anti-LeBron, and we're going to be, we're all going to dig in. Our generation is going to be Mike. Roy and Sandler and Kavanaugh, they're going to be LeBron.
No, they're going to be wrong.
Use all the conference stuff. Take the easy path. Go to Philly. Get Kawhi in Cleveland. Take the easy path and try to add to the championships. And don't worry about losing in the finals. That's my take on it.
I don't know. I think Windhorst is on to something with Philly. I don't know that I agree with it, but I think he's on to something in how LeBron thinks. Like, he knows how LeBron thinks as good as anybody. And if he doesn't believe, and there's something to the fact that it would change the way Embiid plays. It would change the way LeBron plays, because Simmons would still have the basketball. Because Ben Simmons can't be the two.
No.
Right? He can't play off the ball.
No.
So you take LeBron out of the greatest threat he is, which is the all-around player. If you take the ball out of LeBron's hand and make him a two-guard, he's not an elite two-guard. Can't shoot. Can't shoot well enough.
Well, his shooting has really improved.
It has improved.
He'll be elite, in my opinion, no matter where he is.
Yeah, it's not as improved as
Listen
as
to
it
me.
Would be.
If I hear anyone tell me that the Philadelphia 76ers should not add LeBron James or the Houston Rockets should not, that's it. That's all I got.
You deserve to be slapped.
Stop being stupid. Stop being dumb. Oh, the Rockets. Oh, we finished with a tough record. Why would we mess with this? We had 65 wins. You're going to get bounced. So you're not good enough. Philadelphia, okay. The biggest problem I'd have is Joel Embiid not playing in the paint. That's the biggest worry I'd have. Philadelphia doesn't need LeBron James. Everybody needs LeBron
James. Everybody needs him. Although Houston, I don't know where the balls would go.
I don't care.
You'd figure it out.
I don't care. The Golden State Warriors broke the single season win mark. Why would you mess with that chemistry? Oh, because Kevin Durant's available. And now look at him. Stop. Let's stop outthinking the room. When you can add superior talent, the best of all time, arguably, then you go ahead and you add it. And I stay in the Eastern Conference as long as Golden State and Houston stay as is.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.